Turn up the laughs this summer with SBS. The Parasocial Social Club sees comedians Jenny Tian and Kevin Jean swapping sharp, funny takes on life, friendships, and all the awkward moments in between. Comedy Karma brings you Australia's best comics as host Aditya Gautam uncovers the story behind their favorite jokes. Listen now on the SBS audio app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
Russia has accused Ukraine of firing dozens of drones at one of President Vladimir Putin's residences. Ukraine calls the claim a lie aimed at undermining United States-led efforts to end the war. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says Ukraine fired 91 long-range unmanned aerial vehicles between late Sunday and early Monday, all of which were shot down. Yuri Ushakov is a Russian government presidential foreign affairs advisor. He says the alleged attack followed the latest talks between US President Donald Trump and his Ukrainian counterpart Volodymyr Zelensky.
Vladimir Putin drew his counterpart Donald Trump's attention to the fact that virtually immediately after what the American side considers a successful round of negotiations in Mar-a-Lago, the Kiev regime carried out a terrorist attack involving the large-scale use of long-range drones targeting the state residence of the Russian president in the Novgorod region. From our side, it was clearly stated that reckless terrorist action certainly will not be left without a serious response.
President Donald Trump says he heard about the attack from President Putin himself.
It's a delicate period of time. This is not the right time. It's one thing to be offensive, because they're offensive. It's another thing to attack his house. It's not the right time to do any of that. And can't do it. And I learned about it from President Putin today. I was very angry about it.
President Trump had met President Zelensky in Florida on Sunday and soon afterwards said a deal is close despite unresolved territorial disputes. Russia's government says it's now reviewing its negotiating position, further weakening already fragile ceasefire prospects. President Putin has told his army to press on with a campaign to take full control of Ukraine's Zaporizhia region. The Russian government also repeated its demands for Ukraine to pull its forces out of the last part of the Donbass area that they still hold in eastern Ukraine. President Zelensky has told Fox News that withdrawing from the Donbass carries big risks for Ukraine.
All the parties have to understand that the worst way is to go out from the Donbass. It will be big risks for Ukraine. Not acceptable by Ukrainians, but they will, just personally. And referendum will not be positive.
The United States is offering Ukraine security guarantees for 15 years as part of a proposed peace plan. Negotiators are still working on key issues, including the status of Russian-occupied Ukrainian territory. Ukraine has been fighting Russia since 2014, when Russia illegally annexed Crimea and Moscow-backed separatists took up arms in the Donbass, a vital industrial region in eastern Ukraine. Matters escalated on the 24th of February 2022, when Russia invaded Ukraine. The resulting conflict is the largest and deadliest war in Europe since World War II. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
The most terrifying thing in the world to me is I go to the beach and I end up on Bondi Rescue.
I always worry as soon as I can't feel the ground beneath my toes when I'm swimming.
I'm Saran Jayamana and I have never learnt to swim.
I'm Sashi Pereira. I'm going to help you to learn how to be more comfortable in and around the water.
Head Above Water is a mini-series of the SBS Australia Explained podcast. Just follow the show in your favourite podcast app.